Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Lucy Freeman and Febreze of Felpisham.
First, we have a birthday message for one of our Patreons.
Oh my God, it's first.
Okay. Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Grad. Hi. This is a belated birthday message to Carl Jonas Jonasson. He's a friend of my boyfriend, Jakob Hackensonsonsonson. Now, KJ, your birthday was actually the 29th of March, but I looked up your chart and the stars were really poorly aligned on that date. Basically, if your birthday really is on that date, Carl Jonas, then your next 12 months is just going to be full of money, success and sex and nothing spiritual at all. So I moved it. I hope that's okay. I mean, I'd imagine it's quite easy to change on your birth certificate and everything. But honestly, Carl Jonas, it's totally worth it. Think of your chakras. Anyway, hope you have fun on your new birthday, which is today. Namaste. Did that make sense?
Yes. That's very good. Cold reading.
Whew! Sorry, I knew how to do that. I didn't realise how to do it straight away.
Yes! I sprung it on
you. I thought I could read it and prepare
you during
the
podcast. You thought you could have a run-up. Well, while
while you were reading people's emails, I thought, I could just have a little read of that. might have to do it at the end as well. Better. Happy birthday, Carl!
Yes!
Yay.
Or whenever it really was.
Yay!
29th of March, I think it really was.
29th of March, yes. But now it's today, so happy birthday. Oh, so before we make a start on your emails, let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge.
This week mostly featured the appalling ideas people who live in Hambridge have about entertaining. We began the week on Easter Sunday with Freddie coyly trying to extract money from Vince. It is absolutely shameless.
Oh,
your wallet's looking ever so heavy, Vince. Can I do anything to lighten it for you? However, this annoyance diverted us from the entirely fabricated crisis about whether or not the hooting flipping bunny was going to turn up at Lower Loxley. What was going to happen? Freddie was going to be clobbered to death by furious four-year-olds wielding Hey Dougie rucksacks. Honestly, scriptwriters, you don't have to feed us entirely inconsequential cliffhangers every 2 seconds. We can survive with just the alcoholism, the child custody battle and the sugar mummy. And that's only the Aldridges. Over at Gay Grable's, things were not going well. Whispering Adil Shah, hi Freddie, was trundling around getting on everyone's wick and the oven had packed up, meaning that Ian was having to roast lamb over Freddie's cigarette lighter. Which meant people were having quite the wait for their main courses, but on the plus side, it was nice and pink. Kathy was back, and to make sure we got that point, everyone kept calling her Kathy, and she made jokes about being good at keeping quiet. Nice to hear her back again, even though it did immediately provoke an avalanche of tweets from people demanding the return of everyone from Jamie Perks to Vicky Tucker, Matt Crawford, Nick Grundy and Eccles the Peacock. The surprise hit of the Lower Loxley Easter Sunday celebrations was the competition to spot the chicken in the hat. I'll give you a clue. It's the one in the hat. And you can't keep a hat on a chicken. They've got no chin to tie it onto. Rory was being an absolute dick, being rude to everyone, throwing the pocket money about that Julianne had given him and chucking his friends out of his party for wearing trainers. They are under 25. People under 25 don't own any hard shoes. Rory did find an awestruck fan in Freddie, though, who has decided he wants to DJ in London at the sort of places where models dance in champagne saucers. Freddie, you are a wedding DJ and your primary skills are playing Elvis for the grannies and asking whoever's parked their Twingo in front of the kitchen to move it as the bread man can't get out. Your main audience is small children in polyester bridesmaid outfits jumping up and down out of time asking for Baby Shark. You are also good at helping stack the chairs at the end. You are not going to be entertaining Lila Moss anytime soon. Vince was going completely balmy about Elizabeth's party and demanding balloon arches and confetti cannons. This is a birthday party for a middle-aged woman, not a prom in Chigwell. The whole thing then became under threat, as there was something funny going on with Ardil. He missed the cut-off for evacuation of the hotel, so Kathy and Roy broke into his room and found Jazza bouncing on the bed on his own, covered in rose petals. All the staff were brought into the boardroom and Tracy bet 50p that Ardil was a film director. 50p? Betting a cup of tea is better than 50p. Oliver, sounding more than ever like the bereaved widower of the corpse in an Agatha Christie, largely because that's what he's playing every time you turn on Radio 4 Extra, gave a wobbly voiced speech about Caroline's dying wish being to make them all redundant. Can I ask from when, said Kathy, as I've only just been allowed to speak again and it does seem such a waste. A fortnight was the answer, which is remarkably quick. There then seemed to be an unusual scene with Ardil comforting Oliver and water running, so possibly they were in the bath together. I mean, it was the Royal Garden Suite, so the bath's probably massive. The staff were all of a tiz, understandably. Kayla was crying in the laundry room and Roy got a mouthful from Ian in the kitchen. Well, that'll have taken their minds off it anyway. Freddie's second cliffhanger of the week was, would the party go ahead or not? The staff were so grateful not to have to be involved in Vince's trashy shit show, they actually left Gay Grables entirely rather than have to hand around neon pink cake that said, love you, Liz, in glittery boxes. Annoyingly, the party did go ahead. It was great. The music was terrible. Everyone was wearing their best strappy sandals. There was a phenomenal amount of clopping. Ardil was showing Jacob levels of tactlessness, probing Kathy about Jolene's slightly unhappy habit of picking up her sloppy seconds. And it all ended with Freddie reminding Linda that she'd nearly died just over there under the toaster, in case she'd forgotten. So, Kathy's back, and it's a new era for Gay Grables. But who is the mystery owner? Justin? Les Cerzereurs, Hazel Woolley, Bert Horobin. Frankly, I don't care who it is, as long as whoever it is doesn't have a bloody hooter. The end.
I wish I'd listened to your version of events. It's much funnier. I noticed Oliver and Ardil comforting each other a little too closely in the bedroom too.
But
and
did then, you hear the water or was that me?
I don't know, but there was a knock on the door when they were, I think it was before the announcement, they were also in that room together and there was a knock on the door and there was a bit of, oh!
Hang on, I'm just putting...
Ardil, what are you doing in a dressing gown? Oliver?
I'll just put my trousers back on. Hold on one second.
It was a bit weird, wasn't it? Well, this is what I can't understand. Surely there must be at least one meeting room at Grey Gables. Or maybe that's been the problem all along.
Oh, God. Well,
but, yeah, that made me laugh as well, Oliver and Ardil. And, because you're right, because he's very softly spoken.
Yes.
When he was
sounds
speaking
quite
to Oliver.
Sinister.
Yeah, yes. But when he was talking to Oliver, you felt like he was either going to stab him or go down on him. Or, one of the two was going to happen.
Or both simultaneously.
It was such a funny week and fun.
I loved it. You didn't like it so much.
No,
did
I
did.
Now that you've reminded me of all the funny bits, I did like it because it was different, wasn't it? It had a different energy, and it was very.
Well, it was one of those weeks where we've had so many weeks where nothing's happened, and then we have one week where everything happens. They still haven't quite sorted out this kind of, you know, all or nothing approach, have they really?
That's the thing, there was so much going on.
There was so much that
so
actually...
So much entertaining going on.
Alice kind of casually dropped in. Oh, by the way, Dad. Right at the end, oh, by the way, Dad, Chris is going to screw you for every penny you've got. And we never even heard that conversation. It was just like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, Brian was just like, yeah. Well, that was going to happen, wasn't it? Which in any other week, he would have lost his rank.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you ready to go to the station now, Rory? Okay.
There was three parties in one week,
wasn't
there?
Yeah.
Lizzie's, Rory's, and the Easter
And they were all awful.
awful.
Would you have gone to any? Which one would you have gone to if you had to?
The best one would have been Lizzie's, because there would have been proper champagne.
That's true, yeah.
And I think there would have been, well, there wouldn't have been any nibbles, because clearly there was no one to cook them.
No,
but
or
I
indeed hand them round.
But, you know, it would have been quite fun, wouldn't it? I mean, the thing is, though, it's like, oh, my God, it's like they've never been to a party before when someone was like, wow, who had the idea of putting pictures of Lizzie up on a PowerPoint
every
presentation?
Sorting party you go to.
Are you joking? Once you get over the age of 50, isn't that just a given?
Yeah.
Either sort of older people's birthdays and funerals. That's when you have the pictures.
Yeah. Or 18-year-old parties.
Oh, yeah, actually 18. Yeah, but then you've only got 18 sort of like points of reference, haven't you?
Yeah, but 18-year-olds take more pictures in one day than the rest of us have got in entire family albums. So, you know.
Yeah, but the good thing about a 70-year-old is that you see what they look like when they were 21.
Yes.
And it's a completely different person.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, they were fit. But look at them now.
Oh, my God.
Time is a
which is where all the champagne
bastard.
Comes in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd have definitely. I would have liked an invite to Lizzie's, but you can't. There's just so much. We haven't even. I said Kathy last week on the podcast. Did you clock that?
You did you? Oh yes, you did, didn't you?
I said, I accidentally.
Yeah.
I said Kathy could be the Easter Bunny.
Yep. Yeah.
As a jest,
yes,
I said it.
Yes.
And she was.
Yes.
That was brilliant, though, wasn't it?
It was. Especially when she was all muffled at first.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And Lizzie's gamely chatting on
it was very, very good. But then that awful line about keeping shtum.
Yes.
But there was
I wanted to say, it's me, Kathy, I've come home. But she didn't. That was...
That would have been so much better, Lizzie. But I bet they couldn't wait to get that little line out. But it's good. I thought it was sweet that they put that in, actually.
Yeah.
As a big hug to all us. And then then had to basically update people like Mr. Newby on who Kathy is and her relationship with Jaylene.
I did love that, though. Ardil, just, you know, read the room, Ardil. Bloody God, hell. Ardil. Stop, keep going. So, when you were shagging him, was he still married to her or had he just stopped?
I mean, literally.
Where
no
did you do it? Did it include the shower?
But all in this very softly spoken voice.
He sounds like a sinister toddler.
Yes, yes. So I was like, what does he remind me of this week? I was like, he reminds me of a child. Mm. And then when he was like going, oh, but don't I have to have a painted egg, Freddy, to join in? And you're like, oh my God, who is this person?
Yeah.
He's a
and
weirdo.
Also, if my children were all lined up rolling an egg.
Oh my God, yeah.
And
Ardil in his suit comes along.
Yes, I'd think, hello.
Why was he wearing a suit? It was a Sunday. Honestly, it was Easter Day, wasn't it? Why was he in a suit? I think he only bought one change of clothes.
Do you think you know The Shining? Do you think he's like one of the twins in The Shining and he just trots around the corridors and knocks on people's doors and goes, hello, I'm Ardil. I know who you are. You're
Will we
Kathy.
Be getting your vote this on the 9th of May? I
Have
know
you
BJ's
welcomed Jesus
plonker,
into your life?
He is. He's like a slimy salesman, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I suppose that's the character, to be fair. But who is his big boss?
There's no point us guessing, is there?
Oh, I bet it's disappointing.
Matt.
Do you think it's Rob?
No.
Do you not think it is?
No.
Matt? It could be Matt.
Could be Matt, could be Hazel Woolley.
I think it'd be annoying if it's Hazel Woolley because we've sort of like, she's done her thing, hasn't she?
Yes, she's had her little burst. Also, I kind of imagine her as more up the cheap and shitty end of stuff.
Yeah,
she wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's Justin.
Yeah,
I think
his boring.
When he's going on about his other thing. No, but if we have Justin, then you have Lillian trying to revamp all the rooms and that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, to be fair, she'd probably make a good job of them.
She would. Yeah.
Yeah. They must be in an awful state right now.
Well, at least we were right when we were going, my God, this hotel, who in their right mind would stay here? It's got to go bust. There's no way that, you know.
But it's weird, isn't it? That like, why, if you're if you're taking over a hotel, you don't just cancel the parties that you've already got booked in, do you?
You don't just shut it in a fortnight
either. Don't you try and make as much money as you can until you stop taking the bookings?
Yes.
Because if the bookings have been taken, surely you honour those events.
Unless they'd have told people who wanted to book weddings and things, no, you can't, you know, like, because they get booked up like a year ahead. But
it's weird, isn't it?
It's anyway, silly.
And as you said, they really didn't need that sort of level of, you know, I know it was all because Freddie was saving the day, but he didn't really. He just asked Jolene to come and help and a couple of his friends. It wasn't like,
no,
he could have just asked everyone at Rory's party to come.
Well, he could have asked all the staff from Lower Loxley and said, look, you know,
time and a half.
Yeah.
Vince will pay. Yeah. I mean, Vince will pay double rate. And anyway, that was a bit odd, wasn't it?
Is Vince got a prostate problem? Is that why he's permanently attached to the urinals? Because every time he's in a scene, he says, I've just got to go and empty me bladder. I've just got to go and drain myself. I've just got to go and point Percy at the porcelain and empty the snake. God. Squeeze out the bagpipes.
Do you think they're setting up a little storyline later on?
Hey, look, this is the BBC public education.
If you've had a problem with your bladder,
if you're now deeply uncomfortable hearing about Vince Casey's bladder, please call our helpline.
Oh, Vince, I find it really sexy the way you're always nipping off to the toilet,
and you can't get an erection anymore.
Are you just going to go and have a quick wank because I look so sexy in my bodice? But hang on. But also, I just got stressed for Lizzie because she didn't. It was a surprise party, wasn't it?
That's awful. If someone said to me, just get dressed up.
No, it's you'd just like, not fun.
No. Do you have any idea how many versions of dressed up there are?
Also, you don't go.
Men just think, put earrings on. Oh, there you go. Dressed up. Off you bob.
And then she was like, I'd have been, I'm not going to the party.
Yeah, until I know exactly what it is, where it is, what to wear, what shoes to wear.
Exactly.
Am I going to be dancing? Am I going to be sitting? Am I going to be eating? Because then I'll have to wear my stretchy trousers.
God, I'd have been furious. What kind of pants?
Yeah.
Because actually if people are looking at your VPL.
Yes.
If you're just going out for dinner, no one's going to notice, are they?
But, and you just wear a long coat or long jacket.
Oh, just a bloody nightmare. I'd have been absolutely furious.
It's like when I came out in Hives, when they said, oh, we've packed for you. I was like, no. You haven't.
Yeah, but at least that was just Clary and Eddie and they were like going off on their own. She wasn't going to be on show.
No.
If you're on show,
are
you joking?
Yeah.
You know, Lizzie won't have put her proper makeup on.
No.
I felt so sorry for her, Lucy.
Not the makeup with the setting spray and the primer and all that malarkey.
I like that. Didn't you like the Selena Scott line? Was like,
and 1,000 men all over the UK went, oh, I love Selena Scott in the 80s.
But also, I loved that Lizzie said it because
she was the Aldi Princess Diana, Selena Scott.
But that's the thing, and Lizzie is quite pleased with herself.
Yes.
So instead of being like, I was like a young Princess
awful.
Anne. I was basically the sexiest woman in the whole of the UK.
And still am.
She is the queen of Ambridge.
She is.
Yeah, so there was that. So much, Lucy.
And how do we feel about Rory being an absolute little arse?
I don't like him being an arse.
I don't like. But it, hasn't he now turned out? I mean, I know he'll have some sort of epiphany, won't he? And then he won't be this anymore. But hasn't he turned out exactly as we were concerned he was going to turn out?
Yes.
And then we all said, oh, actually, he seems like quite a decent bloke.
Yes, that's right.
And then, you know, because we just said he's going to be spoilt,
But then what was quite clever was there was a glimpse of the lost soul, wasn't there, underneath, when he couldn't. And that was actually quite clever, I thought, because he is obviously an arse, but you know that there's a frightened little rabbit under there who needs a big mummy's hug.
Yeah.
And his sister's love. And I thought Alice was really good with him.
She was excellent.
So all that was actually, we're going on the along the right track. But to refuse rubber-soled shoes at a party in a house is just one step too far.
You can't turn people away. If you've invited people, you cannot turn them away because they don't look right.
And also, what kind of clubs is he actually going to?
I know, where people wear proper shoes. Yeah.
But also, where there's models in champagne glasses.
Yeah.
I mean, I, obviously, I've never been to those sort of clubs, but They must be in, where are
well,
they?
It's like, well, they're all like South Kent, aren't they? It's all like the Mahiki and all that and, stuff. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're basically where the Sloanies go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've never been invited.
No. Yes, I'm, of course, talking from vast you're experience.
You're often at Annabelle's. We are going to a party, aren't we, Lucy?
We are.
We'll squeal all in a couple of weeks. Me and Lucy out on the town, hobnobbing.
Knob hobbing, I'm
drumming up, drumming up business.
No, that makes it sound like we're going on the game. We're not. We're just going to a party.
Going out with Julianne. See who she's found for us. Some nice little 20-somethings.
Yes. Don't fancy yours, love.
Taking us to Malico's in High Street, Kent. Yes, that'll be fun.
Yes. Well, we don't know, do we? Let's hope it is.
Yes. What else?
Shall we read the emails and see what other people have given us?
Oh, I know. Can I just quickly
say?
I was in Bath on the same day that Jenny and Brian
really?
Were there.
And did you get dragged around the Jane Austen Museum?
Didn't know there was one. No, I basically walked round, ticked off the Roman baths, just saw the outside, ticked off the pump room, saw that from the outside, ticked off the Abbey, saw that from the outside, got a coffee, went back to my friend's house. I did Bath in 10 minutes.
Okay.
It was really lovely, but...
The Jane Austen tour. It's like an audio tour you can download.
Yeah, but Jane Austen... Oh, I suppose... Well, I mean, because, Lucy, I'm from a little village near Winchester, I am actually from Jane Austen, like, county, and when I was at school...
And also,
like,
Jane Austen completely hated Bath, so that's kind of...
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't say... I'd say Bath is like Bridgerton.
Mm.
And actually, my friend who I went to stay with, because they... Now they do, you know, when you go on holiday, you can do house swap.
Mm.
Since Bridgerton, they can get much better houses abroad.
Oh, really?
Because people want to be in Bath now. Ah. Yeah, that's quite lucky. But I'd say I'd say like Hampshire is Austen country, not Bath, which is like Wiltshire or Somerset, isn't it? Somerset. Mm. So I didn't know there was a Jane Austen tour.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, do you go around the pump room and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I have to hit the pump room. No, it's a lovely place.
But the Roman Baths was really interesting.
Well, the thing is, we didn't have time to go there, and it's blimmin' expensive.
Is it?
It's like £30 a person, yeah.
Oh, I think I must have gone off-peak or something.
Yeah, maybe you went off-peak or before they renovated it, because they've renovated it, haven't they?
Yes.
But it's a lovely place. I'm glad Jenny and Brian had a great time.
Mm.
I didn't see the Royal Crescent because I couldn't remember where it was.
So were we supposed to assume that Alice had cleared everything up?
Yeah,
Ben.
Alice did, and
he was so horrible to Ben.
Oh, to be fair, Ben's a bit like Ben's gone a bit the other side. I know Ben was looking out for him, but you're a bit like, all right, mate.
He's a bit preachy,
on.
Yeah. And
also, just because you've got a girlfriend,
and it's nothing to do with Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's annoying, isn't it? It's like calm down.
And if he is sleeping with her and being paid for it, so what?
It's his own business. Yeah. Just because you have a sensible girlfriend who works
Little
at...
Miss Casey, as he called her.
Yeah, exactly. But it's sort of like, come on, Rory is one of your best friends. Why not just be more sympathetic or understanding? Or just let him get on with his life, you dick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I would have... I thought he was a bit speechy.
As my daughter says when she's here, every time I ask her to do anything, like empty the bin, oh my God, just let me live my life. Yes, you can live your life, darling, after you've emptied the bin. Anyway.
That was it, yeah. Oh, what was the chicken in a hat? Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Oh,
reference.
It was Ben. There was this huge thing about whether or not he'd set up Wi-Fi in the barn so that everybody could, you know.
Yeah,
you can't put a chicken in a hat. Don't all send me pictures of chickens in hats just to prove me wrong. But you can't.
Was that what he was going to do then?
Yeah.
The live streaming stuff?
Yeah. And the idea of this competition was that you spotted the chicken in the hat. It would be very, very obvious to spot a chicken in a hat. It would be, there it is. Okay, we
unless
won.
You've got
well
like,
done.
Unless it's like, where's Wally and there's like 10,000 chickens.
Who is going to put 10,000 hats on 10,000 chickens?
No, you'd put one hat, wouldn't you? One hat on one chicken in 10,000.
Okay.
And spot the chicken in a hat.
But it is going to stand out somewhat.
Well, if there's 10,000, you're going to be looking though, aren't you? You're going to be looking wide and hit. But But if presumably there was only like 10 chickens, so of course you'd notice it.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't got 10,000 chickens.
I missed that, went over my head.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry because it was really not worth worrying about.
Okay. I am going to worry about it now.
All right,
I'm going to
Google. You worry.
Google it. Okay.
Chickens in hats. Claire Marsh has emailed us.
Hi, Claire.
She emailed us on the April 16th and said, I have spent all day refreshing the podcast app.
Sorry, can I just say, when you Google chicken in hats, make sure you Google chicken in hats. That's all I'm going to say. I wish I'd seen it on the Archers. Anyway, sorry.
I don't want to do it now because I'll put myself off. Shall I?
Do it at the end. Do it at the
end. No, I'm going to do it now. Now. Chickens
I'm
or chicken?
For interrupting Claire. I just Googled chickens in hats and the first thing that came up just really made me laugh. But you might get a different first image.
Chickens in hats.
Come on. This is 2022.
Oh my God, is it a little purple balaclava?
Oh no, I didn't get that one. I just got the first one was chicken hat with pom-pom. And he's in a lovely, he's in a knitted little hat.
Oh, the blue and red one?
No, green one.
Oh.
We've got a different Google. But there's millions and they do look ever so cute.
There's a Pinterest page, 200 chickens in hats.
So it's
costumes,
a thing.
Ideas.
So
how
it's
do you tie?
Thing.
So you tie them on under the beak? No. Oh,
yeah,
there's a
under
chicken
the
in a little beanie hat.
I
oh
know,
my
there's
God,
lots
that's
of
the
chicks.
Rest of my evening gone bananas.
Yeah, there's lots of chicks. There's even a chick in a head protection helmet. There's quite a lot of helmets.
there's a website called Not Enough Chickens Wear Hats.
Basically,
startup knitting is fun.
Yeah, and there's lot. You can buy lots of them on Etsy.
Oh, talking of buying things for people.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a delivery yet?
No, you got my address and I was trying to guess what it might be. But nothing's come through yet.
Oh.
No.
Oh, dear.
Except some presents for the kids, but nothing else.
Bum.
Oh, did you send it a while ago?
No. Well, mine came today, so I thought yours might have come today.
Our postie's on holiday.
Ah.
But do you think I could guess what it might be?
You could.
It was featured in this week's The Archers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a chicken in a hat!
Was it the thing that Oliver started?
Yes!
Burrowing around.
Borrow your handkerchief. No!
That did make me laugh though when he was going, come on, you can borrow my hanky.
Take your handkerchief up your arse, Oliver.
Of all the people with a hanky and amateur, he's one of the oldest, Lucy. Would have been better if Tracy would have borrowed my hanky. She didn't have one.
No.
Okay, well, I will look forward to that with glee.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
I better get a cold in time.
Yes, I'm sure you will. It doesn't take you very long. You've got four children.
Yes.
Okay. I've spent all day, she says. Poor
Hi, Claire
Marsh. Hello, Claire, again. Refreshing the podcast app and cursing you for not putting a new episode out this week. Then I arranged to meet my friend in church tomorrow. Different arrangement to usual, as Costa won't be open for a pre-church hot chocolate. And realised that I had the day wrong. At least I have you lovely ladies to look forward to tomorrow. Keep it up, it's the highlight of my week. I am permanently confused about dates of days
oh,
of
me
things.
Too. Me
and
too.
I'm still trying to listen to the Friday Archers. And
oh,
how long has it not
you,
been
sorry,
on?
Are you still Claire now or Lucy?
No, this is me now.
This is you. Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Naomi Hass, who emailed us last week about she was listening to us going round Dollarama in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
She said, so
not
lovely.
We have been round there, Lucy.
No,
but yeah.
So lovely to hear you trying to decipher my email on the podcast. Yes, I confused Peggy and the other old lady who I now can't remember.
Oh, Jill.
Jill was feeling indignant about you not being able to tell the difference between Josh and Ben and Rex and arrogant gin maker. And then I remember that I can't remember which one is Peggy and which one is the other one. I can't even remember her name. Dollarama is John Lewis, except the quality is non-existent and also I love it. And I used to get paid a penny for ironing my dad's hankies. A sign of my age, she said.
Oh,
well, she looks about 22 on her picture. So
I really trashed it because I said Dollarama was like the pound shop.
Yes, well, she says,
the quality isn't...
The quality is, non-existent, she said, so...
Can you buy hankies in there, though?
I don't know.
That should be a quality control.
That's very sweet, though, ironing hankies.
Very. Yes, God. Wow. Yeah. Very cute.
Right. Steve Conway. He said he's been listening for many months and meaning to email in, but he was never fast enough between the end of Thursday's episode and the arrival of Thursday. He says, because he's left it so long, he's now got many topics to cover. The Easter Bunny Kathy reveal. I thought Kathy must be coming back due to the repeated mentions over the last 2 weeks, but I never linked this up with the bunny. So a great surprise. I'm assuming that when Elizabeth got in touch to ask Kathy to rescue the egg rolling event, that there was at least one strict precondition laid down. Yes, I'll come. Yes, I'll sound the klaxon to start the race. But can you please keep your daughter away from my backside? Don't you remember when Lily fondled because she thought it was Russ and she was fondling Kathy?
quick aside. Did you know, like, Freddie had done the tweet?
Yes.
But actually, had Elizabeth set it up then that Kathy was going to come over? Or was it because of Freddie's
tweet? Elizabeth. She recognised the car.
And so she told Kathy to come.
Yeah.
I missed that. That went over my head as well.
The racing track episode. I did not mind this. I think it was good to get to a different location, and it wasn't only so we could see Ben being vulnerable and get to the I love you moment. It was also a chance to show once again that Jill, despite her age, is capable of being impulsive and trying new things and even enjoying them despite being scared.
Good point.
We know she can't last forever, and I think in a year or 2 years or whenever the inevitable comes to pass, this is one of the things people will talk about.
Yeah.
Rory, Ben, Beth. First off, I think Ben was being a bit prudish in his reaction to Rory's jobs. Yes. Yeah. Assuming he has told the truth, I don't see any problem with it. And I know you say that you wouldn't want to spend the evening with a young toy boy if you were stressed out after a long day.
What?
There are probably...
I never said that.
No, it was me. There are probably... I know that you spend every evening with young toy
boys. My young toy boy.
There are probably people out there who would. When I think there will be a problem, and bear in mind I might do this on Easter Monday, so I have no the rest of the week's episodes, is that Ben will feel conflicted between the strict instruction to secrecy and his girlfriend, who has made it very clear that she doesn't want any secrets between them ever. I thought she knew, but...
Beth?
Yeah. Oh, no, she doesn't, does she? She knows it's Julianne, but she doesn't know what the arrangement is.
He hasn't said anything.
Mm. And she may feel that it's worrying Ben. And as she enjoyed the fruits of Rory's lifestyle on the day out too, that she should have been told. She might feel that she should have been told. Back at Christmas, when Usha was away for a bit, you commented on all the women rushing to look after Alan. And you questioned if there would be a similar response from the males of the village to a female vicar left alone. I think you'll find that there will be lots of men who, observing that situation, would comment, I'd like to look after her. And it's that's, you know, in then he puts, if you know what I mean. I think that's probably right, actually. I think there would be a thing.
I suppose it depends who the vicar was.
Yeah, but there's that attitude that a man on his own has to be cooked for and a woman on her own must leave male company. And you think, oh, sod off. And... really, finally, since I know you like to know this sort of thing about your writers, in the Ambridge lady who would be most likely to get my special attention would be Ruth every time, he says.
Oh.
I've never heard anybody that fancies Ruth.
But she's pretty good in the hay sack.
The hay sack? What is
that? Isn't she? I don't know. No, but she must be very fit and sort of, you know, a little bit sweaty.
Yes.
And with straw in her hair.
Yes.
Sort of very au naturel, ruddy cheeks, fine bone structure.
Yes. A lot
long
of check
legs.
Shirts. Yep.
good ample bosom.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think she's got a small bosom.
Do you think she's flat-chested? Oh,
yes. I sort of think of her as boyish figure.
I know, but I do, but then with a little bit of bosom.
Because all that hauling bales around.
Because the check shirt and the... Yeah.
Hmm.
Well,
it's not up to us.
We differ in our Ruth fantasies.
Laurie Dudley, lovely Laurie, who wrote us the nice book with all the background in it.
Oh yes.
He says, I was felled by a relatively very moderate bout of COVID last week, so was very much looking forward to this week's podcast. Particularly as the episode with Jill, Leonard, Beth and Ben was my favourite in ages.
Lucy.
I couldn't wait to hear your take. God. I was sure it would have tickled Harriet's fancy in particular.
I didn't listen. I just didn't even listen. I listened to the beginning and the end.
Imagine my dismay to hear deriding it and Harriet hadn't even listened.
Didn't bother.
You did perk me up no end, though, by mentioning me later in the podcast, so I will begrudgingly continue listening to your cold-hearted takes on the Archers.
Oh, I feel
yours
so bad.
Yours snottily, Laurie, the boy one. The P.S. Only joking. Thanks for all you did. Keep it to good work. Sorry, so, Laurie.
Sorry.
He said it nearly made him cry, but he was quite hungover because he hadn't had his pet test yet.
I'm actually going to listen to that one and see if I like it.
Oh, love, save yourself. Save yourself 20 minutes. It's not
all right, then I will. No. I'll take your word for it, Laurie. It was a good one.
Ray Beddo is very... but it's very sneaky. He says, the ongoing storyline about Rory being obnoxious with Alice when in private is getting on my tits. Surely Alice would have surreptitiously recorded these conversations by now. Ooh. And either played them to Jennifer or blackmailed him with them.
Gosh.
Crikey, Ray, you don't hang around, do you? Straight for the jugular.
Well, that's a bit like, Rory being mean to me. Look, Daddy.
I don't think Brian would like that.
No.
I wouldn't like that. To listen to that. Anyway, because she's handled it now in a mature way.
Yes. She's handling everything in a mature way.
But she was being sisterly, which was nice, wasn't it? Yeah.
And he was just ranting away about, I hate you and you just because you're drunk and you're mean to your baby and everything. And she was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So I suppose when you have been permanently drunk for the last 2 years, you do kind of, you recognise drunk and you recognise drunken remorse, don't you?
Yes, and I suppose you can understand.
You know how he's going to feel when he wakes up the next morning.
Yeah, and that she knows it's coming from an angry place.
Yeah. Which was interesting because there's all that In Vino Veritas business.
She said that's not clever, didn't she?
Yeah, she said it's not truth, it's anger and hurt.
Yeah, it was something, I thought that was quite clever, something that made sense of In Vino Veritas.
Yeah.
Right,
Neil Gagan. Surely I can't have been the only person to have seen the missed opportunity and that Beth should have named the lamb Lamborghini. Also...
Oh, that would have been so much better.
Can't quite get past the notion that Mince is still up to no good.
Ooh. Yeah.
Do you think because I like him.
I know, but he can't stay nice forever. And also there's some, because what's going on with him not giving, I mean, honestly, Freddie. Oh my God.
But Freddie just save some money. It's only a couple of grand. Like,
no, but do yourself a favour and stop being so entitled and whingy.
Yeah.
Go
or get two jobs, maybe. Sell something.
Sell one of your dad's heirlooms or something.
Yeah. Don't just.
But stop being a dick.
Just every rich person that comes along.
It's really ugly that Freddie is not doing himself any favours.
No.
But
no, it's horrible. It makes me uncomfortable.
But the fact that Vince is deliberately not giving him money, I don't know. I hopefully Vince won't just be a softy for the rest of the
Vince,
show.
But Vince, or someone said, oh, the money's going to be inside that CD that he gave her. But that depends on Freddie actually bothering to listen to the mix.
Also, I'm sorry, but even if someone's only given you a CD collection, at least say, that's so sweet of you, thank you.
Yes.
Instead of being like, mm-hmm.
Is that all you're going to give me?
Because Vince was obviously really...
I wanted a kidney. Really...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then going down... And then, like, stomping off.
Yeah.
I was cross with Linda for going after him because I just thought, just let him go and be his spoiled little brat self.
But then he was sweet with Linda.
I know, but that was weird, wasn't
and
it?
And said... Oh, no, don't be in here. This is where you nearly died. I forgot.
Oh, it looks so different. did Josh paint it? Yeah, but that was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As if she wouldn't have been down to the kitchen anyway. Yeah. She still works at Grey Gables, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Neil says, are you planning on coming to Bath on your world tour?
Oh, my God, yes, please.
I can't promise you a service department, but it could probably stretch to a couple of Bath buns.
Oh, yeah.
We're not living with you just for a couple of Bath buns, Neil. Forget it.
Also, is that an innuendo?
God, I hadn't even thought of that.
It's fine. I've got accommodation with my friend.
Oh, you're all right then. Great.
You can. I've got, actually, Lucy, I've got this friend of mine. Is he an older man?
He's got this
beautiful apartment in the Royal Crescent.
And we're just friends. We're just very good friends.
Yeah, I just go out for dinner with him occasionally, lick his ear occasionally. Yeah. It's all fine.
That would be like going to a club when your friend cops off with someone and then you think, oh, so I'm going home.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'll just go now then. Jane, weird. I'm going now. I'm going home then.
Weird. I'd love to go to Bath on our tour.
Yes.
Oh, maybe we could, like, what we need to do, Lucy, is try and book into a few festivals and stuff.
Yes, we keep saying this.
Can we get somebody to do that? I know. Is anyone working, like, PR? Can just someone could manage me and Lucy? Thanks. Because I would really like to go and, like, for work. I'd like more work trips.
Yeah.
Where I miss bath time and bedtime and like have to stay the night.
Excuses, they're called, not work trips. They're called excuses.
There's
a PPS here which you're not going to like.
Oh, is it about hankies?
Are you in a good mood?
Oh God, I've nearly had a full glass of wine.
Okay. We all love and appreciate Harriet's fantastic vocal skills, but has anyone else noticed that she doesn't have to try very hard to sound like Kate? Four laughing faces, he puts.
What's that supposed to mean?
That you already sound like Kate when you talk.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my singing.
No!
I thought you were knocking my
vocal
skills.
No.
I do sound like Kate because all I need to do is just do the vocal fry. Although, the thing is, I think naturally I sound a bit like Kate. But if, like, when you put me on the spot and I have to do an impression of Kate, it's very difficult not to actually go into Linda,
yeah,
because it's slightly vocal fry,
and it's slightly nasal as well, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Mm. Yes, exactly. Maybe Kate is a bit more blocked up in the nose.
Yeah.
But then actually it's very easy to go into Linda Snell. Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, I do sound. I sound like...
That's all right,
The easiest voices are obviously the ones I sound like Elizabeth as well.
Yeah.
And Kirsty, I just only have to go like that and then sound a bit like her anyway. Those are the easy ones.
Richard Keeling.
Hi, Rich.
I've listened to The Archers for roughly 6 years, and I honestly think I've never heard Kathy speak until Sunday.
No, you wouldn't have done.
Other than her being, I would say, the manager of Gay Grables, is there anything else we need to know? I'm aware this is very lazy of me, and I could just look on The Archers website, but I know their write-up won't be anywhere near as entertaining as yours and won't include all the juicy bits. It seems odd they're bringing her back just to be made redundant. I've seen on Twitter a few people suggesting Vince could have prostate cancer, with them frequently referencing him going to the toilet.
It seems... God, so that's not just you, Lucy.
No. It seems every episode Vince is popping to the toilet. Obviously none of the Archer clan will notice this, as it will mean about thinking about someone other than themselves for more than a second. I think Vince knows he has cancer and is assuming it's not going to be a good outcome, which is why he's giving away his money left, right and centre, as he's thinking he won't need it much longer. He'll no doubt be absolutely fine and suddenly be without any money and have to kip in Josh's hen house. I'm assuming Justin is the new owner of Gay Grables, but I saw on Twitter someone suggest it could be Hazel. I secretly want it to be Joy, because we've not had any Joy for decades. Speak for yourself, love. I've had loads. I still think Joy was an undercover detective who moved next door to Custy and Philip as she was investigating Philip the slave master. This is a hill I am willing to die on. Apologies for novel, Richard.
I really like that conspiracy theory.
Let's do it. Should we do a quick recap on Kathy?
You do it. And then can I suggest everyone reads the link that the Archers put on about what she used to do in the Archers?
Okay.
Anyway, go on. Yeah.
She started off, I don't know how she, can't remember how she started. She's
a teacher.
Was she?
Yeah, yeah. Because I've actually read the Kathy Bryant, the Arch. It's really good. Yeah, she started off as a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then she married Sid Perks, who was the landlord of the Bull, and he was homophobic. And then he had an affair with Jaleen and ended up, that was the yucky shower episode.
Oh, was that when they were having an affair?
Yes. They kept going to the gym all the time and they kept meeting up in the gym. And then I think Jolene had a flat somewhere and he met her in the flat and they rogered in the shower. Then he died. Then,
but she had Jamie. Is Jamie Sid's?
Yes.
Kathy had a child called Jamie.
Yeah.
Well, has a child called Jamie. He must be like 20 now.
And then oh God, what happened then? So then Sid died. Kenton started dating Kathy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Did he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And then Kathy got raped.
Yes, Kathy got raped by...
that was a horrible episode.
Yes, that was...
Really
that
shocking.
Was, yeah.
Oh, my God. What was that? What was that horrible person called again?
He was a colleague, wasn't he? I've forgotten his name.
Oh, that was a really traumatising episode.
Yep. And then Kenton went off with Jolene.
If you, it's a real, I do recommend you read the Archer's site.
Read something coherent
there.
For crying out loud. Yes.
No, hang on. Her marriage to Sid, oh no, look at this. Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten about. Her marriage to Sid disintegrated following first her affair with policeman Dave Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't remember that. And then Sid's with Jolene. Mm. No, sooner she picked herself up from that shock, she was left reeling by a cruel rape by a former colleague. She slowly recovered, found solace in her son Jamie and her relationship with Kenton.
Yeah.
But her unexpected grief at Sid's death, at a time when Kenton was overwhelmed with the conversation of Jack's bar, put an end to their partnership. Ironically, Kenton ended up with Jolene, as Sid had. Mm. Kathy did her best not to take it personally. But her faith in herself was hit again in 2013 when new broom Martin Gibson.
He's fired her, didn't he?
Found fault. Oh, at the golf club, forcing her to resign.
Yeah.
And then Caroline employed her.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is the actress, who's called Hedley Nicklaus, first came into the Archers playing the part of Libby Jones, a milk recorder, who was there to flirt with Tony and annoy Peggy while Pat was away. And then. She came back to the Archers as a feisty, flighty Eva Lentz, the German au pair for Home Farm.
Ah, hello. Yeah.
And Eva had a great time being courted by the local Yokos, throwing beer over Eddie's head and wedding local policeman James Coverdale, played by real-life husband actor Leon Tanner.
Ah.
And then they went off to Portsmouth. And then she came back in 1983 as Kathy. So she's done three parts of the Archers.
And also... Hedley is a lovely woman and she used to run the Archer's Facebook group and everything. She was very, very, very sort of community, Archer's community minded.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
What? How cool though to have like played the German au pair as well.
Yeah.
What a great part. Now, I'm really glad she's back because actually it was silly that she wasn't in it. She's such a main character.
Yes, she is. And maybe, so... I mean, that she's sort of, No, she said that he was in Hereford, didn't she? Jamie was in Hereford.
Yes, he's a tree surgeon or something, I think.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to read out something from Neil's email because he actually emailed twice because he got confused about when we recorded. He said, why was Roy wanging on about saying, I've worked here since I was 18, when he cleared off to go work in Lower Loxley for a bit, didn't he?
Yes, exactly. Oh, that confused me as well because I was thinking, this isn't the only job Roy's done.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it like a... that was like a secondment, wasn't it? Because after Nigel died, Caroline and Oliver sort of lent Roy to Lower Loxley to help Elizabeth.
To bed Elizabeth. Oh. Oh, I see. So he was still... So honestly, Roy, if I was you, mate, I'd be going, I've literally never worked anywhere else. Mm. Maybe I should go and try...
Or at least when
I'll
it reopens,
get a massive payout.
Yeah,
I'll
get a massive payout when it reopens, and it is the swankiest place in the whole county, as they keep saying. Which, to be honest, doesn't really narrow it down or mean much. Then don't piss off the person that's going to be interviewing you in a year's time, you
that's
silly
what,
ass.
That's what I kept thinking. Why? Oh. And nobody would treat a potential future boss like that, would they? It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing, actually, isn't it? It's like, oh, my God. Also, there are lots of job opportunities at the moment for what's the word for it? Sort of services industry.
Yes.
What's it called? Like bar
hospitality.
Staff. And hospitality.
Hospitality,
yeah. Because of Brexit and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I thought people were dying out.
Lexi will come back because there will be many, many places that she could work. And she is bored of Plovdiv.
What is Plovdiv? Pluskov is terrible now. Terrible.
Steve Barry, who said, thank you once again for your superb musings.
Do you think that's racist what we did there?
What?
No, not racist, but do you think that's like, what's it called? You know, because we were sort of like, we were doing a stereotypical accent.
Yeah. This is the show that features Febreze every week.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Sorry.
If we're going to be arrested by the Thought Police,
yeah, but Febreze
it would have
is
happened
a
by now.
Character. I feel like really I've offended.
Well, we'll
Lexi.
See if Anya. Sorry, Anya. If you're listening, Anya. Ring in and shout at us in Plovdivian.
We was being lazy.
We was being lazy. Yeah. In it, though. Yeah. Lucy, he says,
so
I spotted.
You're culturally inappropriate.
I spotted the round the horn reference. Is there a prize like spotting the Easter Bunny? Yes, that was when I went many times. Well done. You can claim your £5. Secondly, how big, he says, is Febreze's woohoo? Febreze's woohoo is between Febreze and the traffic bollocks.
He's put a photo of his woohoo on Twitter, but it was immediately taken down.
And then he puts a picture of his car instead. I am an omnibus listener and normally a good week late, but you don't seem to have noticed yet. Keep up the good work, Steve. No, we don't care. Jennifer Corley, who is Ambridge Pony Club, says, it has been the week of the blinking obvious. Three covers a night does not pay for Kathy, Ian, Roy, Tracy and a host of kitchen porters who mainly seem to play poker with Freddie. Who knew? Plus, imagine Oliver at his age wanting out. I am very happy that the tweet along has renamed Ardil, Advil or Aldi. I would like to propose the full name of Advil Aldi Spa, the Right Honourable Bland voice. I'm very disappointed that Oliver is hanging on to 40% as it makes my preferred option, Sheikh Mohammed, to buy as a new thoroughbred stud farm family home unlikely. I'm now hoping it's Hazel who's bought the hotel. Adam and Ian recently had money Rorys when both were on much better salaries. Could we be so lucky that they now go? Has Stella been brought in to carry the mantle of the only gay in the village? This is a small glimmer of hope that this story may go somewhere. I don't want to lose Roy, Kathy or Tracy. So nice to have had Kathy back now. We need Mike moving in and Jamie to woo Molly Button. Regards to Rex, Mr. Newby, Febreze, Tom and all the lovely Americans who have found Ambridge.
Thank you, Jen. Kathy, there's no way she's back for good, isn't she?
Yes.
Otherwise they wouldn't have sort of tweeted her bio stuff. So that there's nothing to worry about there. And that's true, Oliver's still got 40%, which to me seems like quite a big stake. Not that I know much about business.
Well, but
like,
it's certainly enough to put the kibosh on anything that he doesn't agree with.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
New email, new listener from Simone Walls.
Oh, new she listener?
Says, yes. She says, my
she
super...
Said, yeah, no, I'm too tired to... Yeah, go on.
My super cousin, Rachel Danks. Thank you, Rachel. Tipped me off about your fabulous weekly vents of frustration, exasperation and merriment. And it is relief to know that we are not the only ones to have these exact eye-rolling conversations. So many things I need to get off my chest, but I revert back to hankies. I have quite the collection of trophy hankies, of which I have taken as subconscious souvenirs from various past relationships.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why, but this gives me great pleasure. And yes, I use them and wash them and iron them back into little squares that then live in the corner of my sock drawer. I like that. Never mind the Zsa Zsa Gabor said you should always hang on to the house and the jewels, but she never mentioned the hankies. So there we go. Anyway, as you regularly discuss, you get a whiff of a good storyline and then piff, life. It's gone, forgotten, buried, never to be mentioned again. I still want to know about Natasha's credit card habit that caused Tom to have a small fit.
Yes.
And could this be why they haven't bought a house and she is oddly happy to live with the in-laws as she has such a bad credit rating? And since both Xander and Rosie seem to be talking coherently in full sentences at the age of one, isn't it about time someone asked Martha who she wants to live with? Job done. Don't really understand why Oliver should have told Peggy about selling Gay Grables. Jack is long dead. Move on.
Yeah.
Simone, she's been listening for 7.5 years, she says.
What, to our podcast? We haven't been going that long.
No, to the Archers, you're one.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
And we love hearing from new listeners, don't we, Lucy?
Yes.
Yes. New listeners to the Archers and new listeners to our podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah, thanks
She's
very
right,
much.
Though. I want to know about Natasha's credit card habit. Because Natasha seems to have been rehabilitated as... good girl.
Sensible
now.
I know. Well, that one's just been thrown away. But also the fact that Adam is still working at Brookfield. Where is he working again?
He's at Bridge Farm.
Mm. But like there seems to be no, I mean, like you'd think Adam would be going apoplectic now. Mm. Because Ian, because now Ian suddenly lost his job.
Yep.
And Adam's probably on minimum wage. So how are they going to afford...
It did make me laugh when he said, Ian's just given me a right mouthful in the kitchen. I thought, my God, this is being written as a tribute. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. It's like Samantha.
I didn't even clap. did you enjoy hearing Adam all assertive?
Ian?
God's sake, Ian. Oh, I've got to get them muddled up. Pull it up.
The card is supposed to be sitting on the piece. I thought, even the most idiotic chef in a five-star restaurant knows that you stack everything on top of everything. You don't. What have they done? Smeared
that
it around the edge of the plate.
Is, also, you can imagine like Ian, because Ian loves pretending he's Gordon Ramsay. I reckon there's like one other chef in the kitchen.
Yeah.
To you.
There's an old lady like... called Maureen who's got AirPods in and she's just going... da, 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 da,
and he's throwing his weight about. Cooking on a Bunsen burner.
Oh.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. More from the kitchen, please.
Steve Parrott messaged and
bless
said,
Dave.
Bless him. I am desperately trying to ensure my email fits in the window between the end of the Thursday episode and the start of your podcast recording.
So stressful.
Given it is now Thursday at 16 minutes past 7, I think I've managed it. Sadly, there isn't a single Archer's insight I have to share. Hey-ho, best Steve Barrett.
Oh, thanks for writing, Steve. You're lucky because today we're doing it on a Friday.
Yeah, I know, so just to mess with everybody.
You actually had an extra 24 hours.
Oh, listen to this. Joanne Lynn says, $5 says Vince slipped a check for a few £1,000 into that CD case and Freddie won't find it in days or weeks because he won't bother listening to Vince's playlist.
Oh, and do you think he'll only find it when Vince dies?
I don't think Vince cancer. Is going to die.
No, but because other people have said it now, it makes sense. Why else would they put all those, except the fact they're funny, but why would they put those peeing references
in? No, he'll just have it, but he won't die from it. It will just be one of those.
Well, no, but then it would make sense.
This is what you do when you've got prostate cancer, blah, de, blah, de, blah, de, blah.
Oh, yeah,
go and get checked out. And he'll say, I don't want to go and get checked out. And Elizabeth will go, Vince, darling, it's really important that you go and get checked out. And go, I'm not going to do that.
There's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, and then Beth will be like,
yes.
Dad, Ben's a nurse.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, yes, that's a very good point.
Let's
and then
just
Freddie,
pop your trousers down and Ben will have a little look.
And
cough,
then when
Dad.
When Lizzie will love it because all the you know, it'll be terribly dramatic and she'll be able to, like, she'll be getting her hankies out and weeping silently in a corner. Russ will try and comfort her.
Yes.
By putting his arms on her breast and she'll...
and going... like the bloody Easter Bunny honker.
I like the fact that the Easter Bunny was raising money for Ukraine.
Yes, I didn't know that.
No, but how was the Easter Bunny raising money?
It had a bucket.
Oh, did it?
It had the honker in one. I don't know. I'm guessing. It had the honker in one hand. And
you have the answer for everything, Lucy. Yeah. Fact or fiction?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
If in doubt, I make it up. Liz Danziger says, well, actually, Beth and... Liz and Olivia say.
I feel a bit like that. It's because it's nearly 9 p.m. Lucy, on a Friday. I've hit the wall. I don't know about you.
That explanation of Kathy and Jolene's history surely wasn't for Ardil's benefit, but the listeners. The implication is that there will be an upcoming storyline, upcoming by the Archer standards, i.e. the next couple of years, involving the two characters.
Oh, interesting.
So, do you think that Kathy and Kenton will reignite their... somewhat damp flame.
Relight the fire. Kathy and Kenton. No.
Okay.
I think it was just to sort of like get listeners back in the groove.
To who? Where? Where Kathy fitted into the village.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it must be so weird for Kathy to have been Kenton's wife. Was she his wife or partner?
But I think girlfriend. They were just boyfriend, girlfriend. But I feel like...
And so involved in the Brookfield clan, and then all of a sudden just whoosh, out, booted
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Well, she was... It was very weird when they silenced her.
Yeah.
There was no reason for it,
was
there?
No, it was really odd.
But it was during that time where there were quite a lot of dramatic changes in the Archers, weren't there, Lucy?
Yeah.
And so I guess... Yeah, I guess it's just because there's been so much Grey Gables focus, they couldn't not have Kathy back, could they?
No.
Because it would be silly to be going... they're constantly like going, oh, Kathy's said this, Kathy said that. And
there she is, look, what's she saying? I don't know, I can't hear her. Just stupid. Yeah.
But here's a German au pair. Yeah. Maybe she'll answer our questions. Hallo! Ich bin Kessies, a German au pair.
Yes, I do look a little bit familiar. Yeah.
Mr. Ardle. call me Ardle. He's like, every time he says, call me Ardle, Freddie, we're not at the hotel now. You sort of like go, ooh.
Yeah.
But somebody else said they thought there was frisson between Freddie and Ardle. I don't think there is. I don't think there is now, but I think it's just the way Ardle speaks. It's like he's...
Because he's a sinister toddler. That's what it is.
It's like he's stroking your arm every time he speaks to you.
If he said, come and sit down by me, you'd go, no, it's all right.
Come on, Ollie.
I'll sit over
May
here.
I call you Ollie?
Pass the loofah. Do my back.
I think Elizabeth and Ardle will get it on.
Really?
Well, Vince is in hospital with prostate cancer and Freddie's finding his grand in the CD. Elizabeth will be snogging.
You do like
Ardle.
A tied up storyline, don't you? You just like to bung them all together in a big pot. Put the lid on. Put them on.
Unlike
180
the
for
20 Archers,
minutes.
Yes. Writers. You just... No. I think that'll happen. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. Right, we'll look forward to that then. And now, let's tune in to BBC Radio Borsetshire, where Febreze is learning about gardening with Linda. Well, not just gardening with Linda, he's learning about gardening, and it happens to be with Linda.
Radio Borsetshire.
Kelly Marie, I am telling you cannot leave clients in foils while you go on a lunch break. Yes, you did. Madison told me. Well, where were you then? The cinema, that is even worse. Okay, yes. Sorry, Colin. Kelly Marie, I will speak to you later, and we will work out how we can replace some of the lady's air. Hello, this is Febreze, looking like I just stepped out of the salon, because I have. This week, I am in the outdoorsies again, as it is springtime and flowers are everywhere. I am going to a gardening masterclass at Ambridge Hall with Mrs. Smells, who know everything about having dirty fingers and shouting at small plantings. Hello, Mrs. Smells. Thank you for helping me to do my broadcasting outside. I am here to learn about gardening. What is that pretty thing just behind you there?
That's my scabious.
Oh, I am so sorry. That is very catching and you can get some cream for it. I will just stand a bit far away here. You have a beautiful garden, though. It looked like a lot of work.
It's a very rewarding hobby, Febreze. Robert and I are never happier than when we're in the garden. He's so contented. I love watching him prick out in the greenhouse.
Oh, Mrs. Smells. Well, I suppose it is okay, unless the llama see. You have beautiful roses everywhere. It smells like Elizabeth Arden counter at Underwoods without the bits of stir-fry wafting over from the food court.
Yes, roses are a particular pleasure of mine. You can see Golden Celebration there, Strawberry Hill over here in the corner, and there's Mary Berry scrambling over the shed.
Goodness, that is impressive for a lady of her age.
Yes, there's always something to do in the garden. Very good for the mental health. I mean, at the moment, there's seed sowing, but Robert does that.
Do he scatter it?
Oh, yes, everywhere. He gets quite carried away sometimes. And, of course, the weeds just grow while you watch them.
Ah, yes, rewilding. Very expensive to do. So maybe you have gone for the cheap option and keep it neat and tidy.
Hardly cheap, Febreze. I am a regular at Chelsea and get all my plants there. Which reminds me, I must lift my agapanthus.
Oh, Libby and Bellamy had her agapanthus lifted and we had to give her a special cushion to sit on when she come to salon. It was very funny and we all laugh. After she went home, of course.
Have you thought about having a small garden at the salon? Even growing things on the window sills?
Oh, we do. Kelly Marie is growing something in a pot. It like the eat of the dryers, she say, and it grow very quick. Some sort of sage, I think. She made some tea with it and gave it to Auntie Cardboard when she come in to have her beard trimmed, and she loved it. But it seemed to make her quite snackish. She ate all our little biscuits and then a copy of Good Housekeeping. Oh, Mrs. Smells, it all looks so gorgeous here.
Did you catch a glimpse of my clematis?
Yes, but I look away quickly. It's okay. Oh, I see you have a little wheelbarrow with a roof.
That is my artisanal shepherd's hut, Febreze.
Oh, sweet. I will just have a little peeky through the window. Oh! Oh, Mrs. Smells, it seems Robert is prick out in there too. Thank you, Mrs. Smells, for letting me learn about your beautiful garden. It has encouraged me, and I have bought some orchids for my bathroom at home. Plastic ones, obviously. I am not a bonker. So, that is that. Remember, gardening good for mentalness, and if you have got green fingers, you left your fake tan on for too long. Bye-bye!
Radio Borsetshire.
Thank you, Febreze! If you visit patreon.com and look up Ambridge on the Couch, you can support us at any subscription level and we will love you.
Do you know what we forgot to do again, Lucy?
What?
We forgot to put a pause in.
Oh yes, should we do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now for some adverts. I bet the adverts have already been on.
No, because we pick where they go.
But are they allowed to go right at the end?
Yeah.
But I thought they just popped up wherever there was a space.
Yes, so if we do a space in, then there's three, one at the start, one in the middle and one at the end.
And do they just know where to go? Do they just jump in?
It finds the silence, yes.
So clever, isn't
it? I know. So except we messed it up by laughing. Anyway. It's you.
You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at On Ambridge. Febreze is at Fabulous Febreze. Or you can email us at ambridgeonthecouch@gmail.com.
Now, this week's theme from Matt Rodriguez Payne, I think is a subtle signal. It is the theme to a programme which features an infuriatingly bossy know-it-all called Lucy.
Oh.
So here we go. I bet you won't remember this either.
No, I don't.
you know what that was?
No, but it sounded like a demo from like my old Casio keyboard.
It's Charlie Brown.
Oh, Peanuts.
Charlie Brown and Peanuts, yeah.
God, I never would have recognised that.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I remember watching Charlie Brown, but I wouldn't have remembered the theme tune.
Children don't take much notice of theme tunes, do they?
Oh,
it was
cute.
Oh, there's a whole album of the music from Charlie Brown, and it is just glorious. And there's the CD of Charlie Brown's Christmas is just brilliant. It's incredibly, actually, some of it is really incredibly sophisticated jazz, and you think, how the hell did this just get tangled up with Charlie Brown? But it's brilliant, and I love Charlie Brown anyway.
Well, I think I do sort of vague. I was a bit young. I was a bit young for Lizzie, but no, I know there was a really good Radio 4 radio play that they did about Charlie Brown and the writer wanting. Oh, I know. It's because it was all white, and then the writer wanted to introduce a character who was black, and the studio were like, no, this can't happen.
Really?
But it did happen. And, oh, I think they just said, oh, just make the character not significant or something. Anyway, the writer got his way and introduced a new character.
Oh.
And it's a really good play, actually. Obviously, I can't remember what it was called. But
it was Charles Schulz, wasn't it? Charles Schulz.
Yes. But anyway, I'm sure if you Google like Radio 4, Charles Schulz, Charlie Brown play, it'll come up. It was
when
really
you stopped Googling chickens
in hats.
That's yeah.
Chickens in hats.
Yeah.
I might Google that play though, actually. It was really good. Oh no. Okay, I found it. It's called Franklin. Okay. And basically, oh yeah, yeah. It's set it's not while Charlie Brown is on telly, but it's while Schulz. It's when he was publishing the comic strip.
Okay.
And basically, it's after the assassination of Martin Luther King, and a teacher in California writes to him and basically says you need to include somebody who's black. And what she suggests is sort of, well, he has to basically go on a journey. It's really interesting to sort of work out how he can do this without causing. Yes, yeah, amazing.
Okay.
Do I have to read any other bits? Because I've dropped my phone.
Okay, good. No. But thank you very much, Matt. I loved that.
Great.
And it's made me want to listen to
my Casio demo.
I wonder if I don't know where.
No,
it's
no, I mean,
gone
God, obviously Matt's
Charlie
is well
Brown
more
music.
Sophisticated than that. But
well more sophisticated.
But it's not surprising because I guess it was that sort of like, is it bossa nova?
Yes, yeah,
you know,
sort
like
of,
when
yeah,
you play one
yeah
of those like demos, and it's like. I love demos on a keyboard, don't you? They're all good. They all make you bop. Oh my God, I think I need to lie down.
Yes, you probably need your other glass of wine, or maybe you definitely don't need your other glass of wine.
No, I definitely do. Oh, I'm sure there's something really like pressing on me, Lucy, that was going to tell you about the Archers. Something that happened that we didn't discuss, or maybe something that somebody in an email said, and I just completely forgot. But never mind, I'll have a think and maybe I'll remember it for next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
Everybody.
Thank you so much if you're a new listener. Please come back next week. Honestly, it'll be much better than this week. It really will, honestly.
Harriet will only have had one glass of wine.
We'll do it. I won't drink anything. We'll do it a bit earlier in the evening. but thanks so much for listening.
Yes.
And thank you for all your reviews and likes and subscribes. Reviews in particular, thank you so much. We love reading them, don't we, Lucy?
We do.
Lucy reads them before bed every night.
Yep. Thanks. You're very tired, aren't you?
I'm really tired.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
all right,
Lucy.
You go.
Oh, shut up.
And I will play Charlie Brown and do a bit of chair dancing to myself.
Cool. All right, yeah. Have a good dance, Lucy.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. I've got to log back in to turn off now, so sorry for the awkward.
I don't care. I'm listening to Charlie Brown. We'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.